The thinking about it is. Okay. Let me ask you, Harry. Have you always felt this way or thought so? You must have had some kind of classic indoctrination in society.
I felt a lot of ways, but for the main, I can't say that words. It's hard to use the English language. I'd rather play a tune on the horn, but I've always felt that I didn't want to train myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get a train, you've got to have an engine and a caboose.
Right, so okay.
I think it's better to train the cabooses.
Okay. So,
when you train yourself, you strain yourself.
Okay. No, nevertheless, though, you had to learn how to play your saxophone. This is
no, I just picked it up, and I've only played it around the last count. The drummer was keeping score,
uh-huh.
Which is, you know, he's not doing that as much anymore. But he told me that he thought I'd played it around 113 or 14 times. You see, because I don't rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Never rehearse singing, never rehearse the saxophone, never rehearse the piano.
You know, do the rest of the band members rehearse? Or that's up to them?
They rehearse a lot, and it's up to them. And I would appreciate it if they would refrain.
From rehearsing?
Yes, because I don't think that's a fair recommendation it's sort of saying that you didn't have it to begin with. And I feel that everybody has it.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's knows. I think everybody eventually does what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think of a whole... our society is still into the structure of schools and...
I think that the schools are all right if the person that goes into the school gets to participate equally as much as the teacher.
Right,
but to
okay.
sit there and be... talk to, at that pace and then hand in a piece of paper, I think that's odd. I think that it should be a more of a play period than a school, it's too strict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's too march-like. And again, it's lullaby-like.
Right, just because it's not spontaneous at all.
Right, and I think spontaneous things are true things.
Why do you think the society in general is so anti-spontaneity?
Because I think that they can't get past the idea of the switch. You see, some people think they can throw switches on other people. They switch them on when they want to hear them and switch them off when they don't want to hear them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see? And you know as well as I do, if you turn off a switch, that you couldn't turn the light back on if the electricity still wasn't moving. See, electricity never stops. That's
right.
Life, the spark of life.
Mm-hmm.
How can you turn life on and off? You
right,
see?
Yeah.